This second listen and learn location is an overlook which requires a short walk up a hill at the west end of the parking lot. There you'll find a bench, which provides us with an excellent observing location to see the expansive views of the refuge. Here, Mendel and Carla are joined by Florence La Revere.
The Don Edwards National Wildlife Refuge is about 30,000 acres. It extends from just south of the San Mateo Bridge all the way around the south end of the bay, back up to Menlo Park and into Redwood City. It's a very large area. The actual bay is basically a mile from here. The bay is separated from the salt ponds. And so to actually get to the bay, you have to drive out to the actual bridge part that you can see from here at the Dumbarton Bridge, where it actually goes up above and arches over the bay. So it's a mile out to get to the bay. This part that we're looking at is still managed by Cargill for salt production. We're looking at a series of ponds that condense the bay water, make it saltier and saltier, and eventually is harvested as a commercial salt operation by Cargill. And they have the right to continue to do that in perpetuity. But the underlying ownership is still a National Wildlife Refuge. That is going to be this way for a long time, probably, because Cargill has the right to continue to make salt here. However, on the other side of the bay, we have the opportunity, and we're taking that opportunity, to restore many of these former salt ponds back to salt marsh. This refuge was established to create habitats and to continue that into the future. And through the acquisition that we just recently made in 2003 of buying a bunch of these salt ponds from Cargill, we're able to do that restoration. Part of that big process of restoration is also bringing the public back through trails that will be developed and interpretive exhibits and connecting the people back to the bay.
Tell us a little more about the slough.
The Newark Slough is the long, thin body of water right in front of us. It's 3 miles long and connects La Riviera Marsh to the bay. A lot of times you'll find kayakers out there, and hopefully they've checked the tide tables because it's a long wait if you get stuck in the mud when the tide goes out. Sometimes you'll see seals down there in the slough as well. It's just an incredible view from here, taking a look at the marshland all along there. And one of my favorite times to be here is toward evening in the wintertime, when there can be incredible sunsets as you look at the setting sun off toward San Francisco.
Carla, as we turn north looking toward San Francisco, I see two red buildings down there. What are those?
The smaller of the two buildings, the lower one that's facing the salt pond, is an old hunter's cabin from when waterfowl hunters used to come and inhabit it on weekends or during hunt season and go out and hunt for ducks. The other one is currently used as a picnic shelter for environmental education activities.
Florence La Revere, you visited this very spot many, many times. Can you tell me what it looked like over the years?
It looked a good deal like what it looks like now, but the salt company that owned these ponds for the commercial production of salt, solar evaporation, had planned a city of 60,000 people right there under this cliff. 60,000. And another in the pond across the bay, another city. The salt company had great plans for development in these ponds.
So, Florence, when we look at this marsh right now, we actually need to imagine 60,000 people living right there.
That's right. Without the establishment of the refuge, there would be huge development here.
Thanks to the work of dedicated people like Florence, there are still places to go to in the Bay Area where you can see remarkably diverse wetland habitats. This kind of refuge is rare in any urban setting, and indeed part of what makes the Bay Area special. We invite you to continue up the hill a short distance to hear more about Saving the Bay with Florence.